This is Yahya Davidi continuing with our introductory lecture. On behalf of Bambi, New Bambi, Brit Ambud Broadcasting Israel, broadcasting from Jerusalem, we are recording for Kosher 101.9 around the world from Carlsbad, New Mexico. We are broadcasting for Kosher Radio based in Carlsbad, New Mexico, but we ourselves are located in Jerusalem, and you may find background material to what we are speaking of on our website www.britam.org www.britam.org. Thank you. The Lost Ten Tribes were spoken of by the prophets. The prophets predicted events that would happen in the end times, or mainly in the end times, or even when they spoke of things that would happen in their own times, or close to their end times, more often than not, their intention was that that which they spoke of would serve as a prototype for what would happen in the end times. And that is why often we find historical exactitude in their descriptions, followed by a sudden blatant and extravagant diversions from it, because they intended the description of contemporary or close to contemporary events to serve as foreshadows, as prototypical examples of what would happen in the end times or towards the end times. And they spoke of the Lost Ten Tribes quite frequently. They also gave us indications as to where the Lost Ten Tribes would be in the end times. They said that the Lost Ten Tribes would be at the ends of the earth, meaning the geographical extremities of the world. They said that not only that they would be in the geographical extremities, but they would be in those geographical extremities that were the best places of the world. Not only at the ends of the world, but the best places of the world. In other words, not at every geographical extremity, but amongst the other extremities, they would be in those extremities that were most conducive to human inhabitation. They said the Lost Ten Tribes would be in the isles, that they would be in the isles of the sea. They said that the Lost Ten Tribes would be in the west, in the isles of the west. They spoke of the Lost Ten Tribes returning in ships of Tarshish. Ships of Tarshish, as we will see, as we will explain later, ships of Tarshish are ships, or rather were ships, in those times applied to the Atlantic Ocean, especially the North Atlantic Ocean. That was what the intention was. They were returned from ships from the North Atlantic Ocean. North Atlantic Ocean washes the shores of North America and of Britain, and it merges with the North Sea, which waters are those of the shores of Scandinavia and of Holland and of France. The Lost Ten Tribes, as we said, they would be in the Isles, they would be in the West. Hosea expressly says that they would be in the West. Hosea 11:9-10 speaks of Ephraim. Ephraim being the Lost Ten Tribes in general, speaks of the Lost Ten Tribes returning from the West. The Lost Ten Tribes would be in the Northwest. They would be not only in the west and the northwest in the isles of the sea, but they would also be in the lands of Sinim. The land of Sinim meant Australia and New Zealand, as we will explain later, and this is another point which we will elaborate on later, but we also need to have a certain degree of ethnic relationship. For instance, if we find proof that the Lost Ten Tribes were to be found in Australia, So that either means, and in New Zealand, that either means that the Lost and Tribes would be the Aborigines and the Maori peoples, the native peoples of those lands, or it was the peoples who came after them would be the dominant population in the end times, meaning chiefly people of West European extraction, especially those from the British Isles. And if it did mean such people, and we prove that it did, it stands to reason that what applies to them also applies to their kinfolk, to the families and the dwellers of areas they were in beforehand. So this is what it meant. So we can only say that Lost End tribes were in these areas. Lost End tribes would be to be in the north. They were to be found in the northern areas of the world. They were to be a seafaring people. They were to be the most powerful nation on earth. See Numbers 24, chapter 24. They would be in many waters and many oceans. It also, if you look at the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, is only one chapter. The whole book encompasses one page. If you look at the second last verse 20, it speaks of Zarephath. In Hebrew, as we explain later, in the Hebrew original, it says quite that it is speaking about the first exile, which according to commentators meant the first exile, the exile of the 10 tribes, and that they would be found in the latter times in Zarephath. And Zarephath, again, according to Jewish tradition and rabbinical authorization, as we shall talk about, meant at that time, meant the area of France, or north of France, or France and north of France together, with the Isles of Britain. And in other words, we have a direct express statements that the Lost End tribes would be in those areas. And that is where we have to look for them. It also says a lot there will be archaeological evidence of migratory trails of peoples migrating from the Middle East, from the land of Israel, to the wherever they were to be found, and where they were to be found in Western areas. This also is something that we find and that we can prove. The Lost End tribes were to rule over other peoples. They were to be the dominant element in world civilization. They were to be a light to the Gentiles, to refine them, to uplift them, to make the whole world a blessed place, a better place than it was previously, if not for them. And this is what the Lost End tribes did, and this was their task. This was their task in history, and this was what was prophesied, was what they were to do. And this is what, to some measure, they indeed have done. They were to be seafarers. They were to be drunkards, drinkers of alcohol, and eaters of pork. The Bible does not say that these are good things. The Bible condemns them for this, but it does show that this is a sign of recognition of them. In other words, they were not to be found amongst Muslim peoples. They were to be found amongst Christian peoples. Another sign, it says expressly that they were to be practicing the Christian religion. And we will explain this later. We are not Christians. We are not also not to engaging in theological debates or trying to convert people to any type of religion or change their religion. There's not a task in this world. The task is to spread knowledge to Lost End tribes. But the biblical evidence does indicate the Lost End tribes in the end times would be practicing a form of religion whose description can only mean that they would be Christians, as we will see later. And we will see many, many more similar proofs from the Bible, and we will bring the biblical verses and we will discuss them and quote them and bring evidence concerning them, supplementary evidence and the evidence of commentators, of Talmudic scholars, and of historical writings. This is all part of our program, what we will do, what we intend to do. For your sake, we also bring biblical evidence as can be found on our website. Tells us who the Lost End tribes were, and it confirms other sources, it confirms what we can find from secular sources as to where the Lost Ten Tribes will be. Secular sources say that, from according to linguistics, the Welsh, Scottish and Irish languages have Semitic, something actually Hebraic roots or Hebraic antecedents, or there at least exists a substratum of Hebrew in their languages, and also in English, and even the Germanic, other Scandinavian Germanic tongues also have evidence of this, and we will explain it. We also have archaeological evidence proving where the Lost Ten Tribes went to. We have the evidence of national characteristics that these peoples have, Hebraic characteristics which have been exemplified through their great men and through the way of conduct on a national level of the whole mass of inhabitants over appreciable periods of time. We will show from archaeology that the Lost Ten Tribes did settle in those areas and how they got there from several different directions. We will show that how the names of their forefathers and the names of tribes which settled in those areas are the same, are Hebrew names, and they are often the names of Israelite clans, the clans of Israel. There were 70 clans of Israel. The 70 sons and grandsons of Jacob went down to Egypt, and we later found when they came out of Egypt that these sons and grandsons had become clans in their own right, which is confirmed later in the Bible and also confirmed by archaeological findings. And later, when they went into exile, these same clans became small nations or sometimes major national groups in their own right, and they often have the very same names or names which are highly similar to those of their Hebraic antecedents. And all this will be discussed, and we hope that you would be pleased to hear from us. If you have any questions, if you have any doubts, if you wish to debate with us, whatever, just get in contact with us. We are pleased to listen to you. We want your feedback. We want to dialogue with you. We want you to know that we are here for you to spread this message. This is what we are doing, and this is what we intend to do. And anything which impedes your accepting this message, we are prepared to listen to and to cope with. This is Yair Davidi, signing off from Bambi, New Bambi, BritArm.org. We have been talking to you on behalf of Kosher 101.9 around the world. Thank you.